My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle. At approximately 12:02, he didn't make it.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over 1 million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is being brought to you by, wow, super fast internet and contact-free installation and no contracts, especially with baseball coming back. It's not a bad idea. Details at wowway.com. Hi, Herbie. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
What I think is really interesting, I think this is a shrewd play by the owners. I really do, because they're tapping into something that is prevalent in American society today. The idea of tax the rich. That's what they're tapping into. They're saying that the wealthiest players should pay more. What does that sound like? You know what that sounds like? That sounds like they took advice from Elizabeth Warren. That the owners were like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. We should structure this so that the wealthiest people pay the most so that it helps the common good. Huh. Now, if you looked at some of the voting records of the people who own baseball, they would tell you that that's not something that they believe in overall. But when it comes to their own sport, they are all for it for this year.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
As the GIF says, it's true. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff to do. Charlie Rumeliotis from NBC Sports Chicago is going to join me at 12:40. We'll talk about hockey getting itself back. I'm excited to talk with Charlie because I know that Charlie is fired up about hockey returning. We'll talk a little bit about what this means and what steps need to be taken between now and hopefully the start of the NHL season so that an NHL season starts. Hannah Kaiser covers baseball for Yahoo. She wrote a piece yesterday that was similar to what I was talking about as far as how now all of a sudden the owners of baseball are down with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The rich should pay more. They should pay more to help out the less fortunate. Oh my God, this is so much fun. So I'm going to be a lot more expressive today. And the reason that I'm going to be a lot more expressive is because I don't have any internet at home. So I called Mitch and I said, I need to go do the show from the studio. And he's like, okay, just make sure you follow protocol, wear masks, wear gloves, all that good stuff. Clean the studio because no one's been in there forever. I was like, okay. So now I can do more screaming. In my basement, I can't do the screaming because the microphone is like super close to my mouth. But here, I can stand away from the microphone and scream. So yes, now all of a sudden, these owners are down with the Bernie Sanders plan. But the genius of it is we're going to make them look like the rich people. We're going to make the rich ball players look like the rich people. And then we're going to be Robin Hood. Yes, take the money from the rich and give it to the poor. That's the model that we should use. That's the model that baseball should have. Well, wait, what about your money? No. Not my money. We're not talking. Don't look over here. I've got some keys. Here's some shiny keys. Look over at the shiny keys. Don't look over at my pile of money that's hundreds of times larger than the players. Don't look at that. Keep the focus where it belongs. These greedy ass players. I love the idea of Tom Ricketts as Robin Hood. Like, that's like great. Baseball owners as Robin Hood. We're in it for the people. It's going to be so interesting to see how all of this stuff plays out. And how they, and the owner, I mean, the players have now been like, yeah, we're good. We're not going to really even respond to this nonsense. This is what I kind of thought they would end up doing. And then Max Scherzer said, nah, fam, we already agreed. We agreed to take a pay cut. And it was funny because I was watching the text line yesterday when we were talking a little bit about that. And the text zone, oh, by the way, that's a new thing. You can text us with the same number that you would call us at. So 312-644-6767 is the number that you can both call and text us at. And the text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Someone texted yesterday, and when I explained that the pay cut that baseball wants the players to take is in addition to the prorated cut that they're already taking, someone was like, that can't be right. No, it's right. The players agreed that we'll prorate. Look, we didn't play these games. We're not going to play 162 games. So pay us per game, however many games we play. The owners were like, cool. That happened back in March. And now the owners are like, okay, so beyond that, since there are no people coming into the ballpark, yada, 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 we don't have any money. So we need you to take a break. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a sliding scale of salary. Oh, okay. So the scale of salary, well, what's that going to look like? Well, for a guy like Mike Trout or Max Scherzer, they're now going to be making about 20%. Of what they were originally walking into the season having contractually agreed upon. They're going to get 20%. It is better for people who make less money. They'll get more of their check, more of the prorated check. But at some point, some of those guys are going to be like, you know what? I'm good. You can go ahead and play, and I hope the other guys have an opportunity to play. I'm not going to play. Because now we are talking about genuine risk-reward type stuff. So if you're Mike Trout, you're getting 20% of your salary. You know that when things normalize, and I'm using air quotes, that you're going to get your close to $400 million that you have left on the deal when you come back. You got a new baby on the way. You've probably got a stockpile of millions of dollars in the bank already? What would you do? Would you go and play? Because I don't know that I would. Like, on top of everything else, you're going to cut me all the way down to 20%. I'm the best baseball player ever. So no, I'm not doing that.
To play the same game. It's like nothing different. They're paying him 20% pre-tax to play the same game. I'm like, no, I'm good, son. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. I don't know if it counts against his year. Like, if this year just is absolved and they say, okay, next year is what 2020 would have been, it gets moved to 2021. Because for Mike Trout and the Angels, that length of deal and the money was the thing.
Right. They're married to this. So we'll see. One of the things that is a little bit underreported is it wasn't just the money. Like, if you remember, Bill Shaken and I had a conversation a couple days ago, and I was talking to him about the safety protocols and the money and the contracts of it. Like, how those things work in tandem and how right now they're kind of working separately. Major League Baseball week and a half ago put together a 67-page safety protocol. And there's stuff in there like players can't shower, for example, after games. And I understand the idea behind it. You don't want to put together a place where there's going to be a lot of germs. Like, you can't spit. You can't do all the other stuff. It's a lot of pages. Spiegs went through it and his eyes glazed over. I made it through about half and I was like, wow, this is extensive. And I'm appreciative of Major League Baseball being extensive in their safety protocol to try and make it so that it's safe for the players as possible. But there's got to be some negotiation there. I personally believe that the safety protocol thing that they put in place was more for the government and government officials than it was necessarily the players. Like, in my mind, I see it playing out like not being adjudicated. Like, you spit? That's going to be $500 for you, Jason Hayward.
I mean, doesn't Chicago have a no smokeless tobacco policy? And every single day I see Jose Abreu at Guarantee Rate with a nice dip in his mouth.
Of course you do.
And not spitting. These guys have been doing this forever.
Yes, and they will continue to do it. So there's now a couple of different things that have to go on inside the negotiation. The weird part is that I actually wasn't even planning on talking about this to start the show, but it is the news of the day. I just think that it's interesting knowing a big portion of the political views that owners of teams have, not everyone, but most of them, to see them get down with feeling the burn. Let's go. I would love, you know what I pay money to see? This is so great because now I actually have an audience to play to instead of just looking at the wall. How about Tom Ricketts? Can someone please, please, please do this for me because my Photoshop skills are not very good. Can someone please Photoshop Tom Ricketts in a Feel the Burn t-shirt? Or standing next to Bernie Sanders. Or Elizabeth Warren. Either one of them, because they're both about tax the rich. Bernie's a little bit more strident about it than Elizabeth Warren. But this is the plan that they're on. I love it. I love it.
Or you could just find a part where Ted Cruz happened to be in a Feel the Burn shirt. That's the same thing. They look exactly alike.
Oh, yeah, they do. Someone sent it to me a while ago. You know, Tom Ricketts and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz! You get that picture? If you, like, flip their heads, if you take Ted Cruz's head and put it on Tom Ricketts, it's the same. I will say this. I think Tom has a more pleasant face, like, overall. Like, he doesn't look as evil as Ted Cruz does. I kind of like Ted Cruz with the beard, though. I like that. Although I'm sure he's probably just hiding out from the government because of his involvement in the Kennedy assassination.
Well, that's his dad.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot all about that. Some people are texting into the text zone. 219 text says, can't spit. Duh bleep. Because I can't say the word that you texted. What's next? Can't grab your crotch? I believe they still can. I don't think that that's, I mean, can we talk about, we family, as Bernie Mac would say, we family, right? Baseball's disgusting. It really is. The only thing that I think is on the same par, actually, it's more disgusting. Hockey dressing rooms after a practice. But baseball itself, the sport itself, is disgusting. There's guys with dip. There are guys that are spitting. There are guys that are grabbing stuff. There's a lot of literal grab ass that goes on inside of baseball clubhouses. There's all sorts of stuff. You've heard the stories. You've heard Ryan Dempster and AJ Pierzynski and everyone else tell the stories about the time that they put tape on somebody's ass and then ripped the tape off. I'm making that up, but you understand what I'm saying. Greg Maddux was notorious for tooting in your face if you got close enough. It, guys can be disgusted. Trying to clean it up in the middle of a pandemic is going to be a thing. It's absolutely going to be a thing.
The one thing we're discussing back here is why would they have the players, after congregating with their teammates, playing a game, getting dirty, go home in that dirty-ass uniform and expose those germs to their family? And wouldn't it be more prudent to shower up, take the clothes off, launder them there at the facility, and then go home with a fresh pair of clothes that you came from your house?
It would seem to make sense, but I look, if they're going to err on the side of being overly cautious, I'm okay with that. I just think that I just wanted to present that there were a lot of things that were happening here that I find interesting and strange. But it's great. It shows you how desperate times will allow for political morals to align, especially when there's cash involved. Wait, someone's trying to take my cash? No! The players can't have my cash. They're the rich. You boo this man. Boo this man. You have way more money than him. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Then why doesn't Mike Trout own a team? I don't know. Maybe he didn't invest his money and save it properly. And that's another thing. Isn't the ownership crew, aren't they the crew of people that are always talking about bootstrapping? Aren't they the crew that's telling you about having emergency funds available? Isn't it amazing how when it comes to ownership in sports, we're seeing that it doesn't matter how much money you make, there are a lot of people that are living check to check. Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Rockets, has his money in restaurants and oil and the Rockets. None of those three things are great things to be an investor in now. Yet, he's like, please, we have got to play basketball. We got to. And these are the same folks that'll tell you, well, you know, sure, everyone in America, for the most part, is one medical emergency away from bankruptcy. Why didn't you save your money? I got a question. Why didn't you save your money? You've seen revenue go up exponentially for damn near 30 years in Major League Baseball. You know, remember that last work stoppage that you had? The lockout, because it wasn't a strike. The lockout that you had back then, you know, the one that cost the South Side a World Series? Let's go, White Sox! You remember that? Why didn't you save your money? We were listening to Susie Orman. We got our 3-month emergency fund going right now. MLB owners like, we never thought that we could be overstretched and over leveraged because the money just kept coming in. That's on you. That's on you, fam. And now you're like, we need to take a look at that. The way that these finances seem to work. I don't seem to have as much liquidity as I was hoping I would have. Whose fault is that? Barons of personal responsibility? You overextended your